One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I thought we were playing well, Jamie, but like I say, the longer it goes, the harder things. But what I would say on the goal, it comes by a bit of a... Sard made some good saves, but I think he has a little bit of a... You know, in hindsight, he's trying to launch a counter.
He's trying to do a bit of an Alisson.
He's trying to be
kick,
Alisson,
isn't he? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Completely gets it wrong.
Yeah.
Robbo's first touch is like, really good. He drops out the sky.
Yeah.
And he follows his run. It's a little bit like Gakpo against Man United. Not as neat a finish because it isn't a tight an angle, but it's following your run. Salah plays another perfect pass.
Yeah.
I thought Robertson, captain. We've seen Andy Robbo goals before late in games. Aston Villa away springs to mind.
Yeah,
when,
yeah.
And what that went on to lead, and it's got a little dreaming of the same again. But you know, 85th minute, you need someone to do something. You capitalise on the real first mistake Wolves made, and Liverpool made them pay. And that's so encouraging, because don't give us a sniff, because that's the Liverpool of old, isn't it? You've got to be perfect for 90. Now it's 100 minutes, like Jimmy just said.
Yeah.
And that's so hard to do. And it was one mistake and we were free and we were away.
I mean, they've just won a treble, but I think there's going to be a few City fans who've just caught the end of that going, oh, for God's sake. is it going to be another one of these? And I'm not getting ahead of myself and, you know, but as I said at the start, if you want to win the league, you've got to win games like this. That's the sort of you know, even the 26 wins and one draw or whatever, you know, that when we won the league, there were games like that in there. Everyone just thinks, oh, we just steamrolled everyone. There were loads of like going behind early or scoring early, and then they'd score on like 70, and then we just go and get the win.
Sadio versus Villa comes to mind.
Yeah, all of that sort of thing. Great for Robbo though as well. Like, I had to kind of like look twice there, because I think he's comfortably the worst finisher at the club. Sorry, Robbo. His finishes are never deft. The Omi just, you know, just smashes them, but it's quite, you know. On his left foot, it was quite subtle, really, just to just slot it in, yeah. So yeah,
composure
for him.
You say, don't you, mate? Like, when you're under pressure, that's where your decision making is most tested. When you're fatigued and when you're under pressure, that's every science argument in the world is that's when your decision making is really tried. Robertson must be knackered. He's played international footy. He's captain of his country. He's had a bit of a stinker against England as well, and he comes back. He's the leader of the team. It's the weather's shy. All this kind of stuff. For him to pull that out, that finish, Andy Robbo's finish is usually blasted as hard as I can and see what happens. But it's like an elite level striker's finish. Yeah,
he deserved that, because look, he's given a gift to Jude Bellingham for England Scotland midweek. I watched the match and I was a bit pissed with his defending. I was like, oh, Robbo, come on, man. Mm-hmm. And then he's gone. The brilliant part about that goal is he's brought it out the sky. I don't know, you can rewind it, but it's real high up and he brings it down first touch brilliantly. I was made up with that, and he gets it to Mo, and then he just goes on, and it reminds me of that one that Joel had last season where he gives it out to Mo out wide, and then he just carries on and passes it in. And that's just, it was the same thing today, and I think well-deserved from Robbo. He's had a tough time this past week and a half, and that's nice for him.
Absolutely, it is. And Jay, let's talk about the third goal then, because that goal, by the way, that's probably... Wolves are... Yeah, of course, disappointed. You see, they're disappointed. I think the slow mo, Craig Dawson's face, who defended really well. It's like, fuck, you know, he's got me goalies. We've been done in there a little bit. it would be a very, very long injury time. 8 minutes are on the board already.
Yeah.
If not for Harvey Elliott getting the third goal, because he'd have been up front. Dawson would have been up front, Kilman, he'd have been balled into the box, it'd have been chaos.
Yeah.
But Harvey Elliott, listen, he gets a bit of luck with this arm, but you, again, don't buy a ticket, don't win the raffle.
Yeah.
Getting that third goal when it did was just and that's like, that just saves you 5 minutes of pure hassle when that one sneaks in the bottom corner. It was Harvey celebration's amazing. But that's how we all felt. That's a really big goal in the context. It might get lost because Andy Robertson's goal will obviously get the headlines. He was man of the match, etc. But that third goal makes that injury time almost a non-event, when it would have been quite the event if not for it.
Yeah. I wonder if he brings him on because he scored that great goal in the FA Cup. Like, has he got a bit of a... bit of a spell on Wolves, or, you know, I don't know, players just feel comfortable of like, I did well last time I was here, you know. And to be fair to him, he's done really well coming off the bench. He was criticised at points last season not being physical enough and all that, but I'm sure he'll start a few. He'll probably start in the Europa League, League Cup and stuff like that. But if he's coming on for 20 minutes, half an hour and making good impacts on Premier League games, then that's really good for his position in the team. Great celebration. That's the one Nunez in the build-up, isn't it?
Bit of an arm, but does well, doesn't he?
That's what he's there for.
Chaos.
When he's like, if you're making a kind of composite striker, he's so strong, he's powerful, you know, it's just a little bit of the finishing, apart from the finishing part, you know. Yeah, he does so well in that build-up. And yeah, they had a few crosses in when it was just 2-1, and you're thinking, oh God, here we go. You know, it's going to be a barrage of corners, so it really did take the pressure off.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.